Welcome to the weekday podcast of Sugar Hill Church, a church that truly is the perfect place for folks who aren't. So whether you're exercising, driving, meditating, or just hanging out with us today, thanks. Let's join Pastor Chuck Allen for an encouraging message.
Hi, and thanks so much for that introduction, Rachel, and thank you all for joining me on another weekday podcast. We last stopped when we were talking about being battle ready about the belt of truth. Friend, a belt is no help to you hanging in the closet. You have to put it on. Similarly, truth is of no value to you hanging unused in God's word. You need to put it on. You need to become adept at connecting scripture to your life. Listen to what James says in his letter. He says, "But be doers of the word and not hearers only, deceiving yourselves. For if anyone is a hearer of the word and not a doer, he is like a man who looks intently at his natural face in the mirror, for he looks at himself and goes away and at once forgets what he was like. But the one who looks into the perfect law, the law of liberty, and perseveres, being no hearer who forgets, but a doer who acts, he will be blessed in his doing." You know what, friend? That's the reason why so many of us set aside a particular time during the day to read scripture, to hear scripture, like on this podcast, and to pray. We don't do it to prove our spirituality. We do it because it is a good way to grab hold of truth as we get God's word into our soul, for it is active and living, breathing and working within us. And then in prayer, as we wrestle with how to apply that truth to our lives. The measure of that time of study and prayer isn't, did it leave me with a warm glow all over, but did it equip me with truth? You know, you can be equipped with truth out of a couple of pieces of scripture. You don't have to read the whole book every morning. But what I want you to do is to know that in prayer, when we wrestle for how to apply that, we ask that question, did it equip me with truth? Is there some aspect of God's word that I now understand better, which I can now use more effectively in my life? Friend, listen to me. Satan hates truth, and he'll do anything he can to distract you from it. As a matter of fact, the Bible says that Satan has been a liar from the very beginning. That's how he persuaded Adam and Eve to sin in the first place. Think about it. Genesis 3, did God actually say you shouldn't eat from any tree in the garden? Oh, come on. You may surely eat out of every tree. And look what's happened since that time. Friend, put on the belt of truth and join us in the battle. God bless you, friend. Thanks for joining me on another weekday podcast.
Thanks so much for joining us today for the weekday podcast. We would love to see you at Sugar Hill Church for one of our gatherings each Sunday at 9:30 and 11, and we are always streaming live at live.sugarhill.church. Again, thank you for joining us today. Please share these weekday podcasts with friends and family by tapping the share button. Have an awesome day.